I believe the world is hungering for reality. You know, Joseph didn't go around with a t-shirt on or a crucifix or whatever, and or didn't boast about things. But what the features of Christ, very simply, the features of Christ were seen in power in his life. And that spoke far more than anything that he could say. He didn't have the Pharaoh, the Potiphar, who I don't believe knew the Lord. He could see there's something different about this one. There's the power of God in his life. And so that spoke. And so, again, as we are out in the world, as we're in our vocations, our schooling, whatever it is, you know, that, again, what we are before the Lord in our individual lives will be seen, and it will help us. My brother texts a verse every morning, and I don't recall the scripture reference right off, but it was, as long as he followed the Lord, God made him to prosper. It's from 2 Chronicles somewhere. I'll have to look it up. But it's that stuck with me. And I'm not speaking necessarily of worldly prosperity, but prospering in the things of God. And others will notice. Again, the world is hungering for reality. As Christians, with the presence of the Lord Jesus in our lives, in our hearts, that we can show that to them.
I'd like to read two New Testament scriptures that I think highlights the point that Brother John and Brother Chris just made. Because I was thinking about the same thing as it relates to Joseph's character and how he was able to manage, in this case, in the workplace, as we transition from chapter 37 to 39. I'm thinking about a verse in, actually two verses in 1 Timothy chapter 4. What made Joseph, or gave Joseph the strength and the ability to be able to make the choices and decisions that seemed to be always the right ones in chapter 37 and 39? And the end of verse 6, it says, exercise thyself rather unto godliness, or train thyself. And we talked about how Joseph at 17, because of his connection with the father and understanding the father's heart, was able to make the right decisions. And his decisions, as you see throughout the book, were always godly decisions because he understood the expectations of the father. The end of verse 6 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. And also, you mentioned, Brother Chris, that how God is looking for reality, real Christians. And sometimes I think we think that when we're young that that God can't use us. We're intimidated often by what's around us. And we don't think that we can be useful for God when we're young. We think we have time, for example. Or we think that, you know, we don't have what it takes. But I think looking here at Joseph is a great example and should be a great inspiration for all of us as young and old alike. And in verse 12 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, the scripture says, let no man despise thy youth. Talking about Timothy here, but we can certainly apply it to Joseph. But be thou an example or a model. It is easy to talk about these things. But what was noteworthy about Joseph is that he was a model. He modeled the things he saw in his household. And then when he went to the workplace, he was able to model those things. Brother John had mentioned that, you know, that now you see the focus on the Heavenly Father. So he got it. He understood the importance of modeling the behaviors, modeling the characteristics of his Heavenly Father. So he says here, be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith and in purity. And I think you're going to see all of these different things coming out. And Joseph demonstrated each and every one of these characteristics that I mentioned here as it relates to modeling, being a good example of the believer. So it's important that we understand the heart of the Father. We understand what He wants, and we are able to model those things effectively.
Just a quick thought. Joseph's example in chapter 39, it had a double effect. So not only to the Lord was it pleasing that he was doing his work properly, he was doing his work in a God-honoring manner, but also to his master it was pleasing, to his earthly master. And so we run into a nasty habit, just to make it practical for us, we run into a nasty habit in our lives of separating the works that we do that are secular from that which are sacred. So we think when we're in the meeting, when we're praying on our knees, or when we're, you know, doing other stuff related to meetings or whatever, we think that these things are sacred, and then all our other stuff that we do, washing the dishes, even just, you know, other stuff, that's secular. That's not really work for the Lord. It's all work for the Lord. That thought that we actually fall into is completely contrary to New Testament teaching. And we need to understand that. We see this example in Joseph. What was he noticed in? What did it say? It said, his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. Right? What was it that was noticed? It was what he was doing, his practical service. Right? It didn't say that, you know, Potiphar noticed that he was praying, or that he was, you know, in his scriptures or learned or whatever. No, it was in his hands. It was in his practical service. And this is an example for us. Right? Are we faithful in our school? Are we working diligently? Are we showing an example? Are we honest in our school? Are we honest with our jobs or with how we handle other things? Because that's where we're going to be noticed as well. And maybe just a couple also New Testament scriptures to reiterate this. We heard this in Colossians chapter 3. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. It's everything unto Him, right? And then also, this is reiterated in Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. It's everything we do, right? It's not just, we shouldn't divide and compartmentalize our lives. Everything we do is unto the Lord. Everything we do, even the most minute tasks, is a testimony to others and to the Lord as well.
Amen.